Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the cartoonist Charles Schulz dined in the home of a friend, the host remarked he had just what Schulz needed to set off his dinner jacket. He disappeared, then returned in a few minutes with a heavy chain from which a medallion hung. Across the face of the medallion were the letters L-O-V-E. Schulz fingered it for a few minutes, then handed it back to the host. With a wry Charlie Brown smile on his face, he remarked, "It's just a little too much for me. Do you have one that says like, L-I-K-E?" In his honesty, Schulz pointed out an important truth. No matter how necessary love is, it is not easy. When Paul wrote about love nearly 2,000 years ago, he gave us four marks, four characteristics of the real thing. First said Paul, love is patient. The patience of love, which helps a person wait before marriage, also helps him even more so after marriage. It helps you put up with the idiosyncrasies of your mate. It is the patience of love which persists when your husband leaves his clothes on the bathroom floor or your wife leaves the cap off the toothpaste dribbling out on the top of the sink. Paul says the second test of real love is kindness. Now, kindness is not weakness, softness, or inaction as some think of it. It is the strength that helps you keep your mouth closed when you feel like saying what someone else already knows. The strength of character that lets you meet harshness with kindness. Tough stuff, this quality of love which Paul described. The prominent psychiatrist Carl Menninger was featured in an article entitled Love Working Miracles for Mentally Ill in Kansas. Dr. Menninger contended that love is one of the most effective cures in healing mental illness. When reporters asked Menninger how it was that 80% of his patients recovered, he replied, "The secret is not in electroshock, surgery, group therapy, drugs, or any of the conventional treatments of mental disorder. These play a part," he said. "But the real secret is contained in a single word, love." Then Paul mentions another test of real love when he says, "Love is not jealous." Solomon was a man who knew something of jealousy. The record says he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And he said, "Jealousy is as cruel as the grave." That green-eyed monster of jealousy can destroy the warmth of a home as a person constantly questions motives and thoughts. Realize jealousy is an enemy of real love. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Did you ever hear anyone say, "He's a self-made man and he worships his creator"? That's the way an arrogant person sometimes is described. Real love knows nothing of selfishness. It constantly puts the welfare of the others above the welfare of yourselves. The fourth test of love is how you behave towards others. Love does not act unbecomingly, says Paul. I paraphrase it like this: love does not make a fool out of anyone. You'll find these challenging words in 1 Corinthians 13 of your New Testament. Read these and measure your love life against Paul's words. Remember, Paul says, if you have no love, you are nothing.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.